The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, on Friday at 10 o'clock. And you know what that means? It's time for Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Boat Smart guy.
Good morning. Good morning, Pensacola. And glad to be here today.
How's it going? And,
it was a week this week.
So, Tell me about it.
At school, I'm telling you what. So, yeah, we've had a great week over there, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And all the things we got going on over at Georgetown Technical College. It is Boat Smart. You are listening to Boat Smart. It's a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. 850-437-1620. Might want to jot that down. I might give something away here today. We'll see what happens.
Ooh, yep. That was a tease. Okay, yeah. We'll find out in a little
bit.
We'll see how that
works out. Our sponsor, Key Marine Center. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is their phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com. You need to check out their website. All the engines they have in stock there, they show them on the website. You can get motors all the way from small 9.9s all the way up to 200 horsepower, Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki. So they have those available. And also remember to take advantage of that extension on your warranty.
That's
very
cool.
You get 3 years extra warranty on your Yamaha and Mercury product, and that adds a great value to the motor and to your peace of mind, actually. In case you do have a problem, you know.
So now's a good time to bring it in.
It is. It's a good time to get that repower done and go out there and talk to them. Maybe you just need some repairs. Maybe you just want some electronics, anything like that. Maybe some trailer work. They can handle all that for you. And they can do it at your house. They can do it at the marina. They can do it at the shop. So they'll take care of you. Key Marine Center out there on Bower Road. So we've been really, really busy this week.
It sounds insane. Well,
so,
what's going on?
I think we told you last week we got the 425 horsepower Yamaha engine.
Yes, and so, the value of that was how much?
$50,000.
That's amazing.
And we got it up on the stand, and welding fabricated our stand, and it seems to be working fine. It didn't fall over, so that's a good
that's
thing.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. You know, 1,000 pounds, that motor weighs 1,000 pounds, right? So you don't want it to fall over.
No.
So we got it up on the stand, and Jeff Crane from Yamaha, that's our area rep. He came by and worked with Cameron, the student that's been working on that motor and getting it ready to go, to get it set up. And he went over the setup on the motor. We got the laptop hooked to it and got that motor actually running.
Wow.
Without the lure unit on it. We're ordering some parts for the lure unit. They didn't supply those parts. We're getting those parts in and some oil and things like that for that motor. But we actually ran it on the stand, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be. Is it really loud?
It's pretty loud.
I was going to say.
Pretty loud. A lot of people have been complaining about me.
You said that last
loud,
week.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's okay. You
these
can
big
complain.
Boat engines
that
going.
Means we're doing something.
Right.
You know? Yeah, so we're doing something down there, and we're going to be loud sometimes. That's the way it is. And you hear engines running in my class. You hear students talking, students laughing. You hear all kinds of stuff going on. So it's always fun down there, you know? So we always enjoy that. And it gets loud. So I'm not gonna apologize for that.
And I got a question for you because when you talk about you've got this big engine, and I confess I don't know a lot about boats, but for your class now, what does this mean to you and for your class to have this actually huge big engine to teach with?
Well, what
to have the hands on? I mean,
yeah, it's the hands on factor, of course. Mm-hmm. They can do maintenance on it, you know, and that kind of stuff. They can scan it. The way we have it set up right now is I have two engines. Now we have the 425, and then we have a 250 horsepower that we swap back and forth on the stands to the console. Well, anytime you do that swap, you have to use the Yamaha software, YDIS software, to make the motors talk to the controls.
Okay.
So that helps the students understand how to use the laptop and how to make the set up the engines on to the controls that are on the console. So that helps. And then, of course, you know, doing maintenance on the engines, because that's what we're seeing out in the field.
Right.
You know, I had a previous student sent me a video and pictures of him running twin 225s on a boat, just like the one we received.
Wow.
So he's out there working on the product, right? So if my students get to see it beforehand, they're not as intimidated.
Well, they have
when
the experience.
They, see it out in
they
the
have
field.
The hands-on experience. Yeah, so, has to make a huge difference.
Yeah, so it's a tremendous big deal for us as far as students being able to see it, put their hands on it, work on it, set it up, all that. It just covers the whole, you know, the whole gamma of things that we do with all that stuff.
That's
you know?
Really great. That's
yeah,
really great.
Yeah. I was listening to Elton on the way in here,
yes.
And I was actually listening to him. I was sitting out in the waiting area, uh-huh. listening to him on his Facebook Live program. So that was pretty cool. And he had a few words he messed up on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tease him about it because I mess up all the time. So it's kind of funny.
And
I try to come up with these words, you know?
I do too. And so, it's something about being on the radio and your mind is saying one thing and your lips say something else.
Well, I'm always thinking ahead. So as I'm right. talking, you know, I'm thinking, what am I going to say next?
That's
you know,
right.
That kind of
That's
stuff.
Right.
So anyway, I do want to give a shout out to Jeff Crane for doing that. He's just a wonderful asset to our classroom. He don't mind coming in there and working with my students. And helping us out, and the whole Yamaha group, you know, and what they do
That's
for
great.
Us is amazing.
Well, so isn't it
yeah.
in their best interest to do that? It makes
yeah.
so much sense.
Well, we're putting people out in the field.
Of
and
course.
Good quality, hopefully good quality people out into the field.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps the whole industry because we need younger people out in the field working on the product and people that's going to be there for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the goal. And that's what we try to strive for is putting good people out in the field. And Jeff Crane helps us with that, you know, and he also checks on them after they go to work. So that helps too.
That's
so not
even
only
better. So the follow through.
He does a follow through, even whether they're in a co-op position or they're out there just transitioning from the classroom to the field. So that's
the way
they
really do it. Makes a difference yep. when people care.
Yeah. We have a new Mercury rep. I haven't met him yet. He's been in the, I guess, about 6 or 8 months now, and I have not met him yet. I've been trying to make contact, and mm-hmm. I've got a few emails back and forth, but he lives further south,
right.
I believe, so he don't have an opportunity to come up this area, so I'm trying to get him back in here. We had Jeff Kilgore before, which he lived in our area, so he did the same thing that Jeff Crane did and come by the shop and work with my students and go visit them and stuff like that. So we like that, you know, when mm-hmm. they do that. It helps my students to feel more comfortable out in the field and know that somebody cares, you know, to how it's going.
No, that makes perfect sense.
Yep. So So we got that motor up and running, and we're ordering some parts, and we'll be able to get it out there and do that stuff. We got another text?
Well, no, I was just going to say, if you just joined us,
okay.
I just want to let people know who you are. We're talking with Stefan Schmidt with Boat Smart, and he is a Marine Services instructor at Georgetown Technical College. So if you do have some questions as you're getting your boats out, getting ready for spring, this is the place to text in at 850-437-1620. He does a great job in answering questions.
I'll do my very best. We want to give a couple shout-outs to some students. James and Tyler received their inline Yamaha certification this week.
So oh, congratulations.
Congratulations to them. Yep. And Cameron's working on a V-engine certification. And right now we have several students by the end of this month that are going to be leaving class. We have Jeff just left. Yesterday was his last standard class because he's co-oping at Key Marine. So Monday
That's
he
right.
starts co-op. So that's another seat in my classroom that I have empty. So I'm starting to think of what's going to happen at the end of the month going into March, because I like to get my, you know, I'll try to fill those seats up. Okay?
So when you say co-op, how does that work for
So
him?
They're out there working in the field and they're still enrolled in class.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. So they're getting, they hire my students in a co-op position, the same process as they would anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is that I'm still in charge of the student in case there's issues.
Gotcha.
Something we have to fix. But, you know, and Miss Shockley, as our co-op coordinator, she follows through. And a lot of times she's been doing a lot more of my co-op visits than I have lately.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do a bunch of them, but I kind of, you know, so busy in the classroom, it's kind of hard to get away to do the co-op visits. So she does them. And sometimes I'll, you know, transition them out and I'll do a co-op visit here and there. And I'll probably do the one for Jeff when that time comes and go out and see Key Marine.
It sounds like a great program.
Yeah, it works really good. So we're really happy about that. I want to talk to you about something that's really, I thought was, I want to give another shout out actually while I'm talking to you about this. So a shout out to our IT department in downtown, okay?
Okay.
Because they came by and they changed out all our Wi-Fi. I'm going to call them thingy bobs. Mr. Weary would be like, what's
the
thingy
bob? You're the tech guy. You're supposed to know the technical terms.
I don't know. He might text us in and tell me what it's called. But anyway, they changed them out yesterday and it was a coincidence, I think, that the whole internet for the whole school district went down
Ooh.
About the time they left.
Oops.
So and class is starting. It's 2:30. I'm trying my students have to be on the computers and stuff. And so our internet, I thought it was related to the Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 2 minutes later, then my computer went down. So I got on the radio. Hey, anybody know, you know, and everybody upstairs had their internet. So it was like a rolling outage, it seemed to be. And then eventually it looked like the whole district went out.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So the Wi-Fi people came back and changed out my Wi-Fi again. And they said, told me that the whole district was out. So we're like, okay. You know, my students are like, I thought they were going to have, is a conniption a good word? A conniption
sure,
fit or something.
Sure, conniption's a great word.
They had no idea what to do at that point because these younger people,
they don't know,
they were like lost. It was like, so I'm like, y'all got to calm down a little bit, you know? And because we had no Wi-Fi and they didn't know what to do. And of course, a lot of them were trying to work on the computers and stuff. And we do a lot of computer work.
Sure.
And it takes Wi-Fi to do that or internet connection, not necessarily Wi-Fi, you know, hardwired or whatever. But everything went down. And so I was kind of teasing them a little bit about the fact that in our day, we used to do things without internet.
Thank you very much.
And
we actually got things done.
Got
and
things
it was
done
amazing
and that
and
stuff. You
talk
know,
to each other even.
Yeah, and everything is so quick now. When you order parts and stuff, typically it's the next day that these dealerships get parts and stuff. You know, and same with Amazon, all the stuff.
I remember when it was like weeks sometimes.
Oh yeah, and that's what I was going to say. When I was doing parts and stuff in the older days, we had a Rolodex with part numbers in it.
Mm-hmm.
A card thing, and it had said, okay, you have quantity of five. Tells you where it's at. You go get it, and you come back to the card, and you mark off the card. Okay, now I have four.
Right.
And then it says on there, I need to reorder when I get to three. And then you have another
goodness.
Book next to it that says, okay, you need to reorder this part.
Yep.
So you were actually the computer back then.
Correct.
You know?
The thinker.
And then that goes from an actual sheet of paper to the parts department, and the parts department would do a fax or something to the, and it would take two weeks to get a part.
Faxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
When they bring.
And nowadays it's just punch it in the computer mm-hmm. and the next day it's there, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I getcha. That's pretty funny though, to see them just panic.
Oh, they panic. I had a few of them. I was thinking they're not even going to be able to eat lunch or anything because it's just, you can't eat lunch when you don't have internet. You can't.
Got
drive your
phone,
car when you don't have internet. All that stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I it was funny and that, but I do want to really, you know, tell the school district, the IT people, they had it back up by 5:30 once they realized they had an issue.
Right, of course.
You know, we were scrambling, you know, and I was like, oh gosh, you know, but
that's
anyway, it was all right.
I do have a text question for you, Stefan. Someone texted in, I want to buy a flat bottom. John Boat, flat bottom John Boat with trailer and outboard. Can you ask him where would be a place to get one? There are tons on Facebook that are used, but I want one that hasn't been beat up on stumps going up and down the river.
Yeah, I would probably look at Bass Pro Shops or something like that. Some of these dealers, there's a couple dealers around that do flat bottoms. I think Posner Marine has some of those flat bottom boats. Key Marine doesn't sell those. They may have a consignment there.
Mm-hmm.
But Posner Marine may be a place to look at. Definitely, Bass Pro Shops is another area to look at for those. Kind of look north of here a little bit in areas like up in Alabama because our area is more saltwater.
I was going to say they might be more
and
river
boats. More freshwater type stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would help you, you
that
know,
makes sense.
As far as that goes. But, yeah.
Yeah, I love that they're looking out for the ones that have stumps, bumps from the stumps.
Oh, yeah, you know. I wouldn't be afraid to buy one on a used one as long as it was in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people buy boats and they realize they're not using it or something. So if they look at it and, you know, float test it and everything, make sure everything's good, you know, I wouldn't be too big of a problem.
Right, okay.
But I would definitely look at Bass Pro Shops, I think. They're more, probably more in line of that. And then Posner, I know, does some flat bottom stuff. I think they have some smaller aluminum type boats there too, so you can check them out, you know.
Okay,
so,
good question.
Yeah.
Thank you for texting that in, and thank you for listening. If you've got a question for Stefan on Boat Smart with the Pep Talk, it's 850-437-1620. Just text it on in.
Yeah, I worked at a dealership. It was Emerald Coast Marine was the name of it. I was service manager over there, and we sold a lot of express boats, and they were aluminum boats.
Okay.
And they start out with small John boats and work up to bass boats that would, you know, just run crazy speeds and stuff like that, big horsepower stuff and all that too. So you don't have a lot of those smaller dealers around like that anymore.
Interesting.
You know, it's all kind of go to the bigger dealer kind of stuff, so probably the smaller ones, you know, way to look at, you know.
Okay, good advice. Great question.
I like that. Thank you very much for that question. So we finally got the Wi-Fi up, and I made the big announcement, hey, Wi-Fi's back, you know. But I was kind of kidding them because I was like, you know, I don't think I can eat lunch tonight either. I don't know how to act this, no Wi-Fi, you know, or no internet. And it was funny. But really, if you think about it, how connected we really are in all technology.
All the time
to these
now.
Boats and stuff that we're working on. Mm-hmm. The reality of it is when we hook a laptop to a Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, we're actually sending information to the manufacturer.
Really?
Yes, at run files and stuff, and that is real time. Jeff was actually showing us the other night when we were doing the 425. He went on the Yamaha site, which we have access to that, and we went on that site. And as soon as he uploaded it, mm-hmm. the information, the run file that we did on this motor,
right?
Within seconds, it was loaded up on the laptop and it goes all the way to Japan and back.
Get out of here.
So
wild.
You do rely on the internet.
Wow.
So when we do these run files and we're troubleshooting stuff, we can actually send stuff to Yamaha Tech or whatever. They actually can go in there and they see it.
That's unbelievable.
So if you're having
really?
An issue or something yeah. like that, you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's pretty neat, you know. And luckily for my class, I like technology.
Mm-hmm.
So we hear of a lot of instructors in different tech schools that are not savvy or don't like actually push technology away. They don't like it because they're older gentlemen and mm-hmm. women or whatever, you know, and they don't like the technology, so they push it away. And that's really bad for the students because the technology is here. So, you know, I say lucky for my students, I like technology. So it's good for them, you know, that I keep up with it and I try to learn it and that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Okay, I got another question for you. The question is, as a potential first-time boat owner, is it better to buy a new boat or one that you can get off Facebook Marketplace or at a dealer?
You know, that's a great question. And if you can afford it, buy a new boat. I think that is the best way to go because you don't want to buy somebody else's problems.
Correct.
Depending on your background and are you able to fix things and that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. Now, I wouldn't be afraid to maybe buy something with a few years old or so,
mm-hmm.
but you know, I would probably, if I'm new, I'd probably buy something.
Well, isn't it true
in the
too,
industry, I'd buy something new.
Now that you're talking about it, because I'm sitting here thinking back to the days when we had, you know, outboard motors, and if something went wrong, my dad would just take it apart.
Right.
And there was no computer anything in those days.
No.
And now the technology, just like with cars, is changing not just yearly, but almost monthly.
Yeah.
So getting a newer boat, wouldn't you have the latest technology then?
The latest
to support
technology,
you?
Yes. And a dealership to support that and everything as
mm-hmm.
well. You know?
I mean, that sounds
so,
like it would be, yeah, in these days, the way to go.
I think a person that is new to the boating world and they're pretty confident they're going to go ahead and do it,
mm-hmm.
probably buy a new one, you know. I think you'll get more out of it. If you get out there and you end up with somebody else's problems, you get frustrated because honestly, people aren't honest.
I know.
And they kind of fib to you when they try to sell you something and they may have some issues. If you are going to buy a used boat, definitely take it to Key Marine and let them scan it, let them do a compression, a leak down test, check everything from top to bottom, the boat systems, all of it before you even try to purchase it because that's
the way to
go.
And they'll do that for you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a great,
yeah.
I would definitely do
yeah,
that.
Do a pre-buyers
that's a great,
on
yeah.
it. Just let them do that And if a person wouldn't allow you to take it to a dealership, you probably don't want that boat anyway.
There's your answer.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with you inspecting my boat. Tells you a lot.
Yeah, it does. And, so. You know, I like going. People ask me to go look at boats for them. You know?
I'm not surprised.
And I do it for fun.
Yeah.
You know, I don't charge or anything. I just say friends and stuff, hey, I got a boat and I'm interested in it. Will you go look at it for me? Of course, I like to go incognito.
Oh, no.
And you don't know who I am or whatever, and, you know, and kind of go in there. And not that I know everything, but I mm-hmm. do know a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny to get into conversations with them. Usually by the end of the conversation, the guy that's selling the boat is going, looking at me with raised eyes, brows, going, this guy knows a little bit, you know, because
mm-hmm.
of the questions and stuff you ask,
sure.
you know, and what you're looking at and that kind of stuff. So if you're buying a used boat, it's really good to have somebody go with you to look at it
mm-hmm.
and that understands what, you know, the little things.
Of course, because that's going to be the thing that's going to trip
you
up.
And if they can scan it or something like that, that's the way to go. You know, I have some other students that are doing some other work out in the field that, on their own, and they do that as too. They do that too. They're already graduated. So, you know, I sometimes will recommend them. Somebody call me, hey, I'm interested in a boat, and I'll recommend another student or something if mm-hmm. that's, you know, something like that too. So, Yeah, depending on where the boat is and that kind of stuff.
Well, that's good advice. Thank you so much for sending in the question. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Today is Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. And if you have a question, people are talking about buying boats. I guess everybody's shopping this week, but 850-437-1620.
All right, let's give away a Mercury hat, shirt, and keychain.
Cool. All right.
Let's do it real quick, okay?
All right, how do you want to do it?
We're going to do it by a question, okay?
Okay.
It's a technical question, maybe, okay?
Okay.
What is the maximum you can change the spark plug gap from the factory setting? From the factory setting, how far can you open it? How far can you close it? And I want this in the American, not the metric system, okay?
Okay.
I don't do metric.
Okay.
All right? So what is the maximum you can change a spark plug gap from the factory setting, open or close, okay?
All right.
How far can you move it to change it, all right?
Okay, if you know the answer, 850-437-1620.
Yep.
I'm looking at Stefan cross-eyed because I have no idea. This is way out of my realm, but I know folks listening are...
It's very important to know that.
Yeah, though,
you know?
Yeah.
And when I do precision measuring, I talk about spark plugs and how that is part... Gapping a spark plug is precision measuring.
Okay.
And making sure you do it correctly and making sure that the gap is correct.
Right.
Not only is that the gap is correct, but also that you don't damage the spark plug.
That makes
sense. Spark plugs are very expensive. I remember back in the day, you know, $1.99 for a spark plug or something like that. But nowadays, $12, $15, $20, $25 a piece, they get very expensive. And if you don't know how to gap the spark plug and you damage it, guess what? You're costing a lot of money to the dealership, you know? So spark plugs is a big deal.
Okay. All right, I have a guess here, but I'm not sure that's quite right because it doesn't quite match what you have down as the answer. The person wrote in 02.
Nope, that's not it.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, we got another one.
Okay.
0.028 to 0.060.
What is it?
0.028 to 0.060, and it looks like they have the inches.
There. Nope.
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 Okay. The question again, what is the maximum you can change a spark plug gap from its factory setting, open or close, in inches?
Yep.
850-437-1620.
Yep. Give me
I'll
a call.
Just keep guessing, and I'll keep putting answers out there. And I have no idea what this is about.
I'm telling you, it's really interesting that spark plugs can cause so many problems. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they recommended it had one spark plug that was damaged, that was bad on a boat on a, I think it was a V8 engine.
Okay.
And the customer only wanted to change the one spark plug.
And
that becomes a problem. You know, when you're servicing an engine, you do them all.
Yeah.
You know, I know they're expensive, but you got to do them all. It's really, a spark plug can leave you stranded, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We got a minute left.
Yes,
so
sir.
Y'all need to text that in here.
All right. So we had two guesses so far.
Okay.
And we got a minute left.
Yeah, real quick. What is the maximum gap you can change spark plug gap from the factory setting open to close in inches?
Okay. We got another one. 125.
Nope. Not it.
Nope. Okay.
Sorry about that.
All right. Well, we're running out of time.
I'm not going to tell anybody, so y'all got to. You got to give me a what did you learn next week.
Okay. And it says 0.030 to 0.042.
No.
Nope. Okie dokie. Well, we're running out of time. What do you want to do, Stefan?
I know.
I guess
we're going to do it next week.
01. Got another guess at 01. Nope, not that one either. Okay. So get your Google out and get ready for next week.
For next week. We'll do it again next week and give that away. So thank you all for listening today. I appreciate all the text questions and all that stuff. You know, that was great. And I'm glad we're on the internet. Will you go up there and watch the podcast?
Yes.
Also the YouTube channel?
Yes, it's fun.
Okay.
It's so
and,
fun.
And you can check us out on that too. So.
All right. So we have Stefan Schmidt here, who is a Marine Services instructor at Georgetown Technical College. He has so much information and so helpful. Thanks to Key Marine, our sponsor. Thanks for being here, Stefan.
Yep.
It's been
we'll
a great
see
Friday.
You next time.
Have a great weekend. This has been Boat Smart on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.